Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
In local news, a Brisbane man successfully overturned a seatbelt fine issued by an AI-assisted camera, arguing it's unreasonable to expect drivers to monitor passengers' seatbelts while navigating highway traffic. Hugo Burton, a 22-year-old software engineer representing himself in court, argued that the passenger only briefly had their seatbelt under their arm, causing the AI system to mistakenly interpret it as a breach, despite the belt remaining fastened. Burton had received the fine late last year while driving on the M1 freeway in Brisbane. The court's decision has prompted discourse about the accuracy and reliability of AI cameras, and whether the review process was disputed fines is fair. Also in local news, authorities in Redland Bay are investigating an increase in tree poisoning incidents believed to be linked to the residents seeking to improve their waterfront views. Local residents Paul and Sarah Munro says they've documented cases across the area where trees have been deliberately damaged or found dead. The Redland Bay Council announced that they are aware of the vandalism, but have been unable to find who is responsible for the offence. The council stated tree vandalism is notoriously difficult to police, and there has been 75 complaints of tree vandalism across the region in the last 5 years. Despite ongoing investigations, new gaps continue to appear along the waterfront, forming clearer views but causing long-term environmental damage.
The Queensland Government has announced the opening of round two of the Women's Career Grants opportunity. The Women's Career Grants, which are administered by Future Women, are designed to support women in Queensland to re-enter the workforce after a career break. Grants of up to $4,999 are provided to women residing in Queensland who would like to re-enter the workforce after a period of unemployment of 6 months or more. The grants are provided to assist with costs associated with transitioning back to work and can be spent on items such as workwear, technology, childcare, or retraining and certification. Round two is now open for expressions of interest, and women are advised to start preparing submissions for the application round opening on the 23rd of March. For more information, go to Women's Career Grants, one word, no spaces, .com.au. Senator Dr. Anne Alley has called for the Australian government not to abandon those vulnerable to radicalisation. As one of the world's leading voices in radicalisation research and the Multicultural Affairs Minister of Australia, Anne Alley warns that Australia needs to support those on the edges of radicalisation and that those individuals are usually driven by other factors in their lives, and it is vital to improve social cohesion. She states that radicalisation and racism stems from people feeling work, economic and cost of living pressure. She states that the government has the power to make real change and to make policy, legislative and economic decisions that deliver for people.
In international news, former rapper turned politician Balen Shah of the RSP party is set to become the next Prime Minister of Nepal as his party makes a sweeping win in the first general election since the Gen Z-led uprising last year. If confirmed, the 35-year-old will become the youngest prime minister in the country's parliamentary history, and his victory would reflect the public's rejection of traditional political parties and their demand for generational change in Nepal's leadership. The RSP party defeated the veteran four-time Marxist-led Prime Minister Sharma Oli. A statement from a member of the RSP Central Committee said, "The nation is fed up with old, corrupt leaders." For your weather today, it's currently 23 degrees, it is raining with up to 35 millimetres predicted, and weather warnings for heavy rainfall in place. The humidity is at 94% and the UV index is at 9.5, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10am, we'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.